Okay, we're going to try again. I'm Millie Mahoney, and this is Bill Schultz, and we have come from Pine Mountain School to talk to you about some of the early days of the school and about your grandparents. And Bill's got to check now to be sure we're getting this. Now, do you want to start by telling us your name?
I've been married twice. Nora Rich.
Okay.
And I had all my high school at Pine Mountain.
Norma, can you go back a little bit farther and tell us about your parents and your grandparents?
Well, grandfather donated the land here to build a school. And I went all my high school here with him.
Good. Now, this is the man we refer to as Uncle William.
Uncle William.
What did you call him?
Grandpa.
Grandpa, okay. And Aunt Sal was your grandma.
Aunt Sal, I all call her Aunt Sal.
Is that what you called her?
No, I call her Grandma.
Good. Okay. Now, I have forgotten, the one I've heard called Aunt Nance was your mother, is that right?
That's my mother, uh-huh.
All right. And what was your father's name?
John M. Lewis.
John M. Lewis, all right.
He lived on this side of the mountain, mm-hmm. and she lived on that side, you know.
How did they get together, do you know?
On my foot most of the time. I went to Pine Mountain for 4 years. Mm-hmm. I took all my high school there. And I was just telling them about one trip across this mountain. Mm-hmm. Go right up the hill right mm-hmm. there. On a mule. My brother was taking me back on a mule. We got so far and he stopped to get him a drink mm-hmm. at a spring up there. The horse, and when he stopped and I stooped over to get the spring, I went over his head.
Oh.
I went over.
Did it hurt you?
No, he grabbed me, but it was funny. They teased me always about sliding over across the horse's head.
Now, you say your father was John Lewis?
John M.
All right. Was he the John Lewis who used to meet people when they came on the train and take them and their luggage over the mountain?
Yes, I think so.
Well, I'll declare.
Because he was always ready to do things for them.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was Aunt, they called her, everybody called Mother Nance.
Mm-hmm.
And my older sister, Elvie, she stayed all the time over here with that Granny Creech.
Uh-huh.
She moved in to take care of her, help to take care of her. And
Can you remember your Granny Creech, or were you too young to remember her?
Oh, Aunt Sal.
Yes.
Oh, yes. We've got a picture of her at the school.
Mm-hmm.
cardboard picture of, and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they made the cardboard.
I told Bill about that. His late wife was the person whose big picture we have. She was wearing a dress of Aunt Sal's.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Where is it?
That picture is upstairs in the one we call Boy's House. Do you remember?
Boy's House. Boy's House.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I remember. All of the houses named of them.
Well, how many of your brothers and sisters went to Pine Mountain?
My brother, oldest brother, Damon, he stayed at my grandmother's and went to school. But one time I was there, I stayed in the dorm.
Which house did you stay in?
Oh, Laurel House.
All right. Was Miss Gaines at Laurel House
Miss
then?
Miss Gaines was my boss. Uh-huh. No, I stayed with a Big Dog once. I guess the first year I stayed with Miss Pettit.
Good.
What was she like?
Ooh, don't ask me.
You tell us, please.
We were all scared to death of her. She didn't hurt us or anything, but that's the way she talked. One day she said, oh, Norma, come down. I thought, oh, what have I done? She said, some of you kin folks is here. Can I say, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, some of Uncle Henry's kids.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember which one it was.
I think, but Henry's wife was Delia. You remember Aunt Delia?
We were all scared of her. But she did bruise us, misuse us anyway. Just her voice scared us.
Okay. Did you have to help clean in Big Log or any jobs
like
that?
Oh, honey, I cooked.
You cooked?
I worked in the kitchen most of the time. And wash dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls had free time.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked in that free time, cleaning in the house. Mm-hmm. And but we had to come along with that 1 hour of free.
Mm-hmm.
And if we missed did anything we weren't supposed to, they took our free time. That was our punishment. And no free chat free time today.
Did that happen to you?
Yeah. I forget. Well, I'd leave clothes and. Or even if one of your clothing fell off of the hook,
mm-hmm.
and they found that that took your hour of free time.
What did you cook?
I know. Well, I don't want to do that again. They made the menus, and we cooked, and the boys served, and I ironed the boys' shirts mostly. There's one from Ireland visiting here, And he went to Miss Hill. You know, Miss Hill married my uncle, Columbus.
Oh, we got Miss Emily Hill.
Emily.
Yes.
And this man from Ireland said, Emily, who ironed my shirt? It was a white Irish. Oh, it was a big, heavy shirt. And Emily asked her, who? And I said, I did. He said, I'm writing her name down right now. And next week, when it comes time to iron, I want her to have my shirt.
Wow.
I said, oh no, that's the hardest thing to iron you ever saw. And I say, why punish me? Emily said, he said it was the first time it had been ironed right.
Oh.
What kind of irons did you have then?
What
kind of iron did you have? You didn't have an electric iron then, did you?
We had with water in the handle.
Uh-huh.
And no, we didn't have any electric then.
How did you get them warm enough to iron?
On the stove. Uh-huh. Cook stove.
Uh-huh.
Boy, it's hard to, and I had to press hard to get that big old Irish linen. We had, it was hard to iron.
I bet.
But I did it.
Yeah, and well, it sounds like.
Had your mother taught you how to iron, or did Miss Pettit teach you that?
Oh yeah, I had iron for my brothers at home.
Another thing I was wondering about, two things. First of all, was what was your grandfather William like? And what kind of what things do you remember about him?
He had long beard. If he cared for you, it's fine. He didn't mistreat anybody. But now Miss Pettit spanked the little Virginia Valentine, Virginia Valentine, and we all cried. she turned her dress tail up like that, and I had the newspaper, and she spanked her little legs. she was so tiny, and we all cried.
What had she done that Miss Pettit spanked her?
I don't remember. They called her down from, she was upstairs. Mm-hmm. And Miss Pettit called her down and spanked her.
Oh, no. When you cooked, what sort of things did you cook for breakfast, for instance?
We had they had the menu, and we just had to cook what they had.
Yeah.
I know what one fellas I had breakfast with a girl. We had to get up and get breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
But they cooked what they could that night.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just got out and served it early. So I know what he's wanting me to tell.
You go ahead and tell it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, this girl and I were serving. We had cooked before sweet potatoes, mm-hmm. and that we had then to serve them next morning.
Mm-hmm.
So the next morning we had our plates out and ready. I said, Virginia, you serve him. She said, no, you serve him. So we got the plates out. Now, this has never been told, and nobody had. So she gave me one of these big mouths. Spoons, and she gave me one.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the plates, and we began serving these sweet potatoes. And we served them, and then the kids came around and got the pictures up.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, here's one. They didn't get to take the root. They didn't cut the roots off the night before. So we both pulling, trying to get the root without tearing up the sweet potato.
Mm-hmm.
I was pulling and pulling. I said, look. This is not a sweetie potato. They didn't get the roots off of it is. So we both got sad. I don't want to.
Is he going to have to tell us what that was?
I held it up and I said, well, anyway, we've got a mess. And it's a good size one. And we cooked it. Its tail hung down by the spoon. That's why. This is not for to be told to pine mountains anyway, or I'd get fired dead. But that was so funny. We found out it was really a mouse.
Yeah.
It had climbed up on a kettle beside of it, mm-hmm. and the way it was hot. In hot water,
mm-hmm.
and couldn't get out. She said, what are we going to do? I say, we can't do anything. We don't have time to cook anything else. What are we going to do? Well, we worked around and got it out.
Mm-hmm.
But never were told. And it's a secret of Pine Mountain Southern School by me until I was grown. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Emily or anybody know about this?
No.
Just you. Oh, you kept a secret.
Just that. It's Cuma Shepherd from and me. And we took our oath. We didn't never tell it. We never did. We didn't. I said, we've already eaten ours, and they're no better than we are.
Do you have any more stories like that of funny things that happened?
Well, we had stories with our girls and their girls friend. One girl she wanted it on an outside window that had the windows pulled in, and her boyfriend was outside passing, and she said, went to the window and she hollered it for him, that window slipped up here, and it fell, and this cap made a cap for her. Mm-hmm. I mean, and with glass, the glass is on top of her head. And I don't know. We had it was home.
Mm-hmm.
Home. And we got a good, nobody ever knows that about the rat until I came home. And I guess a year. Well, I tell it. Because we knew that. Did I tell the one that a boy killed his girlfriend?
No.
It's a girl that's
home.
She was sitting at the boys, in front of the boys' dorm.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a, she dated one of the boys there at school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on fair day.
Mm-hmm.
And so this boy, he was sitting out on the rock, a big stone in front of the boys' dorm.
Mm-hmm.
And her boyfriend from home passed, saw her sitting there with him, and he shot him and killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Was his name Reed Johnson? Do you remember?
Was it Reed?
I know there was a boy named Reed Johnson at school that was shot by somebody.
I that might be his name. I tried to think what it was. Mm-hmm. It was Reed Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That was one of the tragedies.
Yeah.
All right.
That was the worst. Kuma Shepherd. No. Let me see. There's a couple got married over there, the students.
Uh huh.
I don't know how they managed to get a preacher in there.
Tell me what you did out beside the Laurel House the first time.
Mine is Laurel House. We're cooking. I did most of the cooking, and Miss Gaines said, "Would say, come, Norma, come on, you take charge now."
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I'd had more privileges, Emily Hill married my Uncle Columbus. So I was outstanding. Emily was from Hazard, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was outstanding standing with her, because she's the called me in, and she's saying, Norma, which one do you think I ought to marry, or which one you think likes me the best, Miss Gaines or Emily? Mm-hmm. He said, well, which one do you want to marry? Mm-hmm. And she asked me that two or three times, mm-hmm. which one I wanted Columbus to marry. I just finally said, well, he let him pick his own. I don't know.
Let me tell you a story I heard and see if you remember about this. They said that every spring, Mr. Columbus proposed to Emily. And for several springs, she said no. But then one spring when he proposed, she said yes.
Oh. Oh, man, we had a lot of fun. She always... the way she talked, she wanted me to get in. And he never dated anybody. Mm-hmm. He didn't no more know what dating was. Oh, there's some of the sweetest memories there it was. Mm-hmm. I had all my four years of high school there.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of your other teachers?
Oh, we had two to come in from out of the state. Mm-hmm. Just. For experience, I think, okay. And but they taught us. I won a sewing kit and a trip to Lexington because my sewing kit was best.
Well, good.
I was proud of that. Yeah. I did have some of those pieces. If these boys hadn't torn them or lost them.
Did you date anybody while you was over there?
Who asked that?
This fella sitting over here. I'll bet he knows the answer.
Winfield Cornett was one. He's just a friend. we weren't allowed to date. We just find us one of those big flat rocks over there, and we sit there and talk. That's all.
Yeah.
Look what you told me. What'd you do beside the Laurel House?
Oh. And Freddie Johnson was her name. From Harlan. She had a boyfriend, and we had walked into some vines, and those grapevines in the back kitchen, and. I went to the milk house, and she went another way. we met right in, that is. We met right in the middle of the vines.
Uh-huh.
And Sylvan reached over and kissed me.
What was Sylvan's last name?
And I said, you better not do that. That's my first one. And Sylvan, he lived in Harlan.
Mm-hmm.
And they teased me as long as I stayed there. It was my first kiss. And it was right on the forehead, too.
Yeah.
Right there. But of course, you have little fellows. It's a good home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, my home I stayed. How many years did I stay over there, Earl?
4, I think.
I went all the way through high school there.
Good.
And two years of grade school, I believe.
Then where did you go to college, or where did you get your teacher training?
Union College. And Barbersville.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you square dance over there?
Every chance. And there's a boy in Harlan when they're having a party and a dance, he'd say, come on, Norma.
Mm-hmm.
And he's here now in Harlan.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's going to come and see you. He never did.
Who?
Stan Turner. What's his name? Turner, what's her last name?
Alonzo.
Who?
Alonzo.
What?
Alonzo.
Oh, Alonzo Turner.
Was Alonzo one of your boyfriends?
No, he just dancing for
him. Oh, okay.
See, there's so many I wouldn't dance right. And he said I danced the way he liked it. With that.
Yeah.
And they'd be at a party, and he holler, Norma, Mama, I started.
Mm.
And then he found out he's in Harlan, and now. Mm-hmm. And we have these, what the color can ever had ever made.
May Day, I'll bet.
May Day. We be looking forward to that day for a week.
All right. Did Miss Christensen come to teach dancing for May Day while you were there? Do you remember Miss Christensen? Maybe I should say, who was the dancing teacher? Do you remember that?
Let's see, I forgot. She came from I don't remember now.
Uh-huh. Do you remember the names of any of the dances you did?
I had two.
That's all right. Just tell us some more about the dancing.
we danced and we on May Day, mm-hmm. we this Turner boy and I were the leaders.
Oh ho! Mm.
We'd get out and he'd say, "Come on, and we'd lead then." Well, of course, we'd pick out to put the best. Some of them couldn't carry walk straight, and they'd try to part apart, and we'd make them do it over. Mm-hmm. But there's, I went from the Laurel House to up through my old log, mm-hmm. and see what's that name? An old log and
big log,
big log. Mm-hmm. Oh, but I know another thing. Mm-hmm. We were on we got out. In a science class, mm-hmm. down there at the old log, the boys, they dig down in there. Mm-hmm. They dug into a skeleton,
uh-huh.
and it was an Indian skeleton because they set it off. But they scared us to death with it. They ran us all over that school, the girls.
Now, I thought...
And it was really, they sent it off and had it put together.
Mm-hmm.
And then Halloween, those mean boys, if that skeleton hung it in this doorway.
Oh, my.
And here we went, this girl's here. I don't like this, and grabbed that skeleton, and I was screaming, and you never heard.
Was there a girl who dug up a piece of a skeleton there, too? Do you remember anything about that?
I don't, yeah.
Do you remember any girl named Frances Johnson? Was she there when you were?
Oh, right. She's Frances. Not Emily. Frances.
And Fair Annie? Was Fair Annie there?
Fair Annie Harris.
Yes.
Well, I wonder where she is.
Was Wilmer Brownie over there then?
Wilmer Browning. No, he was at Putney.
Oh, okay.
So who is Frances Johnson?
She was one of the girls who dug up the Indian.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That must have been, those boys sounded mean. Scaring people with the skeletons.
What was your favorite square dance? What did you like to do?
Why, sure.
You're trying to get people to do it here when they come see you. What did you and Lonzo do?
Oh, man, my brother would take when I could get to come home for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother, he's passed on now. He put me on the horse,
mm-hmm.
and let me ride across the mountain, where this mountain,
uh-huh. mm-hmm. Pine Mountain.
Yeah, and he. He put us the horse stopped. You saw a spring and the horse stopped to get a drink in the spring.
Yeah.
When he did, I went right under his tummy, the horse's tummy.
Mm-hmm.
And there I hung, upside down.
Yeah.
And him, he was one of the boys that like this one would be, standing my vestiges and I'm gonna help you.
Yeah.
He sure, I hung there, I don't know how long before he come and get me. That means me, I wouldn't ride no more.
Did you have any special horses, and what was the name of some of the horses that you rode over the mountain? You remember?
No, I don't. Let's see. I can't remember.
Well, it's fun talking to you and having you tell us all these things.
Yes, thank you very much.
I wish I had since I've had my stroke, I've forgetful.
You told us a lot.
Yeah. I lay here, and when I'm by myself and look straight at the ceiling, and think of the things I did at school.
Mm-hmm.
I taught at Pine Mountain, and I mean it to not Pine Mountain, at Harlan City System.
Mm-hmm. What did she do?
I don't know how many years. How many years, Harlan, do you remember?
Oh, it's either 29 or 32. I forget. I called, got it, but I forgot what you said now.
I had beginners a lot. I started it.
The other day when Leach, his wife.
Bill and Marion.
Paul.
Oh, Paul and Patty. Are they here?
They got talking to her and she told them they want to do the home swing. They got up and done the home swing for her. That's what she remembers. That's what I can tell. She told another story one time. A bunch of kids out walking the road at night. It's real dark. And one of them fell over a cow. And she got up and run off with him on her back.
Yes, you have a lot of things to remember, don't you?
Oh, yeah, they're all sweet.
Good.
The only thing is that you know, they killed a woman.
I didn't know about that.
Women. Yeah. That was a tragedy.
She was crossing the mountain right over here. Well, she rode the train up from Harlan.
That was Sylvan Hayes she was talking about.
I forget her name. And then the man, one of the prisoners, this used to be a prison camp right here. He followed her and killed her. She's one of the teachers that Pine Mountain.
I think they never have been sure who it was that killed her, but one of the prisoners got the blame. But there was another who was coming to the school to take care of some of the animals that they thought might have been responsible for that.
Well, and I'm glad to know that.
What was her name? Luella Parsons? I think so.
Don, well, I told somebody her name last time we walked across, I was taking some of my friends, sure, where I went to school.
Well, let me tell you a story.
Okay, Harold Lee's got to tell us a story.
Not the tape, but it's okay. When Marianne was a little.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We've appreciated these stories a lot.
Oh, I wish I could tell you more. I've got some sweet memories out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay.
Well, you think